Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian, and...
Shire, dude.
And Lauren Ruppler.
So we'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. Lauren, I know that hot on your mind right now, besides Penn Jillette, who apparently you're chatting with, is Tamir Rice. Now, Tamir Rice, we talked about his case previously here on Free Talk Live. The video was controversial when it came out, but apparently now it's even more so because the full video has come out. This young man was shot to death by the police in Cleveland, Ohio, and for the dastardly crime of being in a park, apparently. Lauren, can you kind of recap the Tamir Rice situation and then tell us what's new?
Yeah, so Tamir was this 12-year-old boy, and they allegedly got a tip from someone stating that he was carrying a gun. However, they added on to this tip that they weren't certain that it wasn't a fake gun. Mm-hmm. They're claiming that they never got that second part of the message. And that they missed it, you know, maybe because law enforcement never actually listens, but, you know, whole nother rant. You know, this little boy, it was 12, and the police just pulled up beside him and didn't even talk to him and just, they shot him.
Yeah, the video was pretty shocking.
Even talking to him.
Shire, dude, have you seen this?
I haven't seen it yet, no.
Okay, so we'll probably
actually
have to
makes me
it
really
you.
Sad.
We'll have to pull it up for you so you can get some idea of this. But essentially, this young man is in a park. He's alone in the park. The allegations were that he was waving a gun around. Turned out he had a BB gun, correct?
Yeah.
Is that right? And so he's waving this gun around in the park, allegedly, according to the caller. When the
seeing a kid.
When the dispatcher gave the information to the officers, the dispatcher conveniently left out the information that it might not be a real gun. So the officers rolled up fast, like in the video, like they just come to a quick stop right in the middle of the park. They're like driving in the actual grounds of the park. They're not in the street. They roll up, they just kind of throw the doors open, and then the kid's shot. Like,
No. So what they did, they roll up, they... One of them jumps out, throws him to the ground. He's got him on the ground. And
no,
the other officer, he was already restrained. The other officer comes over, and he's behind the car. And I'm sure they intentionally kept him behind the car. And then he just, you know, puts his gun up and shoots him in the head.
That's not what I remember seeing from the video. In the video I saw,
he was already subdued.
In the video I saw, the kid, it looks like the kid gets shot right as soon as the cop is, like, climbing out of the car. Now, maybe I misread the video.
It is a very small video, and it's also very distant. It looked to me as if they subdued him. Otherwise, they dragged him by the car and then shot him again.
Okay, so we'll have to pull up the video, because the video I'm recalling, we are talking about the same situation,
yes.
I'm 100% certain.
Oh, absolutely.
The video I'm recalling, it's hard to really tell what's going on because it's taken from a distance. It's a security camera.
And they're doing
building.
It all behind the police car, which is very nefarious.
Well, right. So the kid's walking outward toward the police cruiser as it rolls up. The door opens. I think it's the passenger side cop. As that cop's getting out of the car, the kid doubles over and falls like he's been shot.
Oh,
you're
wow.
saying that's not the shooting?
I don't think so. I think they dragged him down, but I mean, we can watch it again.
No, this kid goes to the ground without the cops coming anywhere near him in this video. I'm 100% certain on my recollection of
either
this.
Either way, I mean, this kid... I mean,
they
the fact that he went,
his belt.
The fact that he went over to the car and didn't run away, this kid is not only not resistant,
right.
He's also clearly considers them to be, you know, he's probably been taught to think that the police are there to protect him.
Right. He obviously doesn't think he's done something wrong, right?
Because
he's
run away. The police take advantage of the fact that this kid has been taught that, officers mean safety.
They were scared for their lives. They thought he was 20 years old and that he was going for a gun in his waistband. That's why they had to shoot him to death.
Absolutely wrong. I mean, he walked straight over to the car voluntarily. He never raised the gun towards them. He was obviously a little kid. There's no way they could have confused a 12-year-old for a 20-year-old. They are making this up.
So, I don't want to, give the cops credit here, but I'll point out what Mark has pointed out before, and that is that people who are of a different race are notoriously bad at determining the age of someone of a different race.
That seems fair, yeah.
So maybe he's an old-looking 12-year-old. I don't know. But there's one frame in the video where it does look like he's going for something in his waistband. So maybe that claim of the police is true as well. But still, to me, that doesn't justify what it is that they did to him. And what I think that, seemed like a better approach would be to me is that if they were going to be rolling up on the set, so to speak, they should have gotten on their PA system and, keyed up on their PA and said, all right, put your hands in the air. Give them some sort of
ask for some sort of cooperation,
I'm going to ask you this, and I think we should put the picture up and ask people on the page, but does that boy look 20 years old to you?
No, we can put this up on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. Now, I don't know at what age that photo was taken, so, it's hard to say. And look, I don't necessarily believe the police's claims here. I'm just kind of giving the counter story. Now, there's news, though, Lauren, because what they had released previously was a very short clip of the cops rolling up, the kid doubling over, and then the cops kind of milling about for just a moment. Now the 30-minute full video is available, and what is it that it reveals?
And the attorney is saying that it's the cruelest thing he's ever seen. And so this is a article from Reason, and it says it's titled Full Tamir Rice Video Released. Attorney calls it cruelest thing I've ever seen, and you will too. Reporters for Cleveland.com obtained extended footage of the killing of Tamir Rice. The full video demonstrates police officers' callous indifference to the boy they had wrongly shot. The two cops allowed him to bleed for several minutes. The first person to administer aid to Rice was actually an FBI agent who happened upon the scene while the officers stood around doing nothing.
Wow.
Well, that's not quite right. They did something. They intercepted Tamir's sister as she ran to help him, knocking her to the ground, wrestling with her, held her down, handcuffed her, and placed her in a squad car a mere 10 feet away from her mortally wounded brother. And it was there that she waited, according to Cleveland.com. Cleveland police were responding to an emergency call claiming that Rice had a gun, although the caller made clear that the gun was very possibly a fake replica weapon. Police officials have insisted that the responding officers were unaware of that suspicion, however.
Not only that, but they've also, of course, claimed that the officers were totally within their rights to, shoot this young man completely dead. And so what you're saying is that the revelation in this full-length video is that the police did nothing apparent to try to help this young man. They just simply let him bleed out and die.
They didn't do anything.
I wouldn't say it's the cruelest video I've ever seen. I've certainly seen some serious police cruelty.
Then again, you can't really see anything. I mean, it's really small, but it says regardless, they shot him within moments of arriving on the scene. Timothy Lohman, the officer who killed Rice, had a record of mental instability and was previously forced to resign from a different police force for his dismissal gun performance. After shooting Rice, the officers failed to administer first aid for the subsequent 4 minutes. Eventually, an FBI agent...
They're not obligated to.
That's what they claimed.
Right. This goes back around to what we were saying earlier, where the courts have ruled again and again. They have no obligation to protect you, and they have no obligation to do anything for you. So let you bleed out. They won't be held responsible for that.
Yeah. So paramedics arrived around minute 8. Walter Madison, an attorney representing the Rice family, said of the video, "This has to be the cruelest thing I've ever seen." Madison said the video depicted officers who showed overwhelming indifference to Tamir as he lay on the ground. "No one thinks that it is appropriate to try to save him," Madison said. "The first person who does is not affiliated with the Cleveland Police Department. This is the level of service that makes people very upset and distraught." distrustful of the law enforcement.
It is yet another example, and there's so many of them, and people are rightfully upset with law enforcement. You're welcome to share your thoughts, your stories. Join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll post the link to the story on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. Some good news. Like, there's actually a little bit of good news worth sharing coming up on Free Talk Live. And, of course, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, or Skype in at username lrn.fm.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. While the U.S. Constitution's first sentence states that liberty is a blessing, our founders didn't feel the same about government. Instead, they wrote the Constitution to limit government and protect our liberties. During the early 20th century, many in power, including politicians and judges, embraced a new theory that the Constitution primarily exists to empower government. Fortunately, over the past 50 years, courts and politicians have expanded protections for some of our rights, including free speech and personal privacy. But many other liberties, our economic freedom to earn a living, our right to private property, and more, remain greatly unprotected. Government officials retain vast power to regulate and confiscate our property and dictate economic choices. So the Constitution must remain at the foundation of our future. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you'd like. Toll free, 855-450-FREE, and join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. Plus, check out Shire Dude's website, shiredude.com. Easy to remember. I like that. Oh, and I should turn your microphone
on. Easy to remember, hard to forget.
So, and Lauren Rumpler, a.k.a., well, formerly known as Objectivist Girl. I don't know if that's, is that former? It's not former.
No, not former at all. I know I have
the way you're putting out videos.
Well, the thing is that, but I mean, a lot of people think it's former just because I'd added the anarcho. I mean, I'm still Objectivist Girl. I still say anarchism. Is a pleonasm in regards to objectivism. I think that's the only rational...
Anarchism is a what?
Pleonasm. It means redundant.
Never heard of that word.
It means it's an unnecessary word added to it. I think the minarchists should have to specify that they're minarcho-objectivists. Because
Are you a sesquipedalian?
I don't know that one. Should I know that?
No, it's a pretty obscure word.
You know what? But I suffer
from... someone who likes to use long words.
But I suffer from eleutheromania, that's for sure.
I have pretty bad eleutheromania myself.
Yeah. Obsessed with freedom. Yeah.
That's what that means?
Yeah. Deep desire for freedom, yeah.
Very cool. So I'm glad you guys are here tonight, coming all the way in from Manchester. I was just prompted by one of our listeners that reminded that I forgot, that I said I was going to do something and I never did. If I don't write it down, almost never happens, and I didn't. So what I said I was going to do was finish telling the story about the guru, the guy who, you know, self-proclaimed courtroom expert character who moved to New Hampshire and was talking a big game about all these court conspiracy theories. We had one guy call earlier. For those of you who are just tuning in, we had a guy call in talking about how, you can get out of a ticket if you just file this with a UCC 207 and write that on the ticket and then file it here and there and paperwork, etc. And of course, I invited that person to, you know, prove it by showing us some video and like actually going through the process and explaining it to people, which of course they never want to do. And so this guy shows up in New Hampshire. This is probably like 4 years ago now, and he's talking the same kind of game about how he knows how to get out of this and that, and he's been doing it forever in California, and he's going to prove it, etc. or whatever. So then he moves to the woods of New Hampshire, is never heard from while he's out there in the woods of New Hampshire, and then one day he leaves a message on Pork 411. Now, for newer listeners to the show, Pork 411 is a messaging system set up years ago here in New Hampshire by one of the early movers for the Free State Project, this idea of moving liberty-loving people together to the same place. Pork 411 allows you to call a phone number and leave a message, and then when you're done leaving the message, the system just basically throws that out to hundreds of email addresses as an MP3. And so, therefore, if you subscribe to receiving these things, you'll get a notice on your phone or however you get notice of having an email, and then you can go and play that person's message back. So, basically, you know, within 30 seconds of the person leaving the message, hundreds of people could theoretically listen to that message. So it's a really cool service. Anyway, this guy dials up Pork 411 after months of being, you know, out of the scene, out of the limelight, and not that he ever was. He just kind of showed up in town and started talking about courtroom conspiracies. And so then he goes, well, you know, I'm paraphrasing his phone call here. I'm such and such, and I am leaving New Hampshire, but I want to offer my knowledge to anyone who wants to receive it before I go. So if you would like for me to tell you everything I know about, you know, all this courtroom conspiracy stuff, then I will sit down with you, just give me a call. And, you know, he left his phone number. And that was it. That was the end of that guy. I don't know if anyone ever took him up on his offer. I don't see why anyone would bother, because he never bothered to actually prove any of the claims that he made the whole time that he was here. And then mysteriously just up and left and, you know, offered to reveal all of his secrets that he never proved did anything.
That's so majestic. Yeah.
So that's the only experience we've had thus far, at least that I know of some of these courtroom conspiracy guys. There's actually a guy who listens to this show. I won't use his name because he's kind of, I don't think he wants that to happen, but he's frequently in the chat room. And you guys might actually know him, but I won't reveal who he is on the air. He was also, you know, talking about doing courtroom conspiracy stuff and, like, you know, putting this stuff to use. And then when he got a ticket, he didn't do it.
He didn't pay it off right away?
I don't remember what he did, but he didn't actually try what he'd been talking about trying to do. And he says he's going to do it at some point in the future, but he hadn't done it yet. So we're still waiting. Anybody that wants to come up and show us how it's done. You know, like you said, Shire Dude, you have pledged to come to any trial in Manchester where someone wants to try this stuff out. And
I would
it,
love
right?
to. I'd record the whole thing, start to finish.
Yeah. Double that for me.
I pledged the same thing here in the Keene area. But I think we're going to have to keep waiting on this because it doesn't seem like people are, like, banging down the doors to prove any of these theories. The ones who say it works, they just claim that it works, and then, you know, you have to believe them, which... That means that you have to then go try it out yourself and maybe get arrested. Because that's what happened to me the first time I tried this stuff, was I got arrested. James is on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, James.
Hey, Lauren, you perked up my ears when you talked about how the government isn't telling me everything about 9/11. And it reminded me once of something startlingly and stupid I heard one of your co-hosts say, that loose change was persuasive. But first I'd like to ask you, since you were talking about cops... You know, two unarmed cops on Monday were mowed down in cold blood, along with 10 other people that work for the French version of The Onion. But you wouldn't talk about, you know, people over in the Middle East as being like them, like you talk like, what percentage of cops do you think are murderers or potential murderers, Lauren?
I don't think that it's my job to judge that. Why do you ask?
I talk about a cop that commits a stupid killing in Cleveland as if it's representative.
Stupid? There's a 12-year-old child dead.
Is that stupid to you?
I
think there are no words other than stupid and a lot of other ones I could waste your listeners' time with. But the thing is, my point is, Lauren, you guys talk about cops as if they're a group of armed thugs.
Who are you guys?
Huh?
Who are you guys?
But you and the two people you're sitting with,
well,
you
that's
just
not true,
about
James.
This.
Okay, hold on. I talk about them. Why don't you address me? I talk about them as, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, why don't you address my point that since there was a mass murder in Paris on Monday, you wouldn't talk about all those people that call Allah God as being like them, would you?
I can't cover every single murder. People die every day and are murdered every day.
Activist girl.
I get where you're coming from, James, and I don't talk about the police as though they are all some group of criminals.
Neither do
I. They are individuals, and some of them are better than others. In fact, the ones in New Hampshire, as I mentioned earlier tonight, tend to be of a slightly better, upbringing or something.
Yeah, I kickbox with a few cops on a regular basis.
Because your roommate once called them an armed band of thugs.
My roommate?
No, Ian's roommate.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you're calling me
really
out for something that didn't happen.
Yeah, it's not really appropriate to say that she's the same as my roommate.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We don't all share the same ideas. We're not, you know, clones.
I'm sorry. I'm quoting Derek Gay, who's probably in the house right now. I don't care. But Lauren,
thanks for the call tonight, James. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I mean, people need to be judged individually, though I understand why someone would say they're a group of armed thugs. I mean, to some extent, it's a true statement because most cops do use the force that they have for thug purposes, like extracting money from
innocent
people.
Yeah, I think it says a lot about this guy that he said that a 12-year-old's death is stupid. I think everything after that didn't matter.
There's more coming up here at 855-450-FREE. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-881-1075. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-881-1075. That's 1-800-881-1075. Call 1-800-881-1075.
Yeah? Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free here to bring up anything you'd like. We also can have you join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Shire Dude.
And Lauren Rumpler.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support what we're doing here, then you can shop with us by going to shop.freetalklive.com. There you'll find links to Amazon. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, as well as Amazon US. You just click into the right one for you, get your shopping taken care of, and Free Talk Live benefits. Amazon will cut us a portion of the sale. So, you know, they're going to make money either way when you shop at Amazon. You might as well shop in a way that sends some of it to Free Talk Live. It makes a big difference for us when you do that. So please, just take the extra moment, go to shop.freetalklive.com. And if you want to save a little bit of time, just go to shop.freetalklive.com, select the Amazon of your choice, then bookmark the landing page.
That's what I do, yeah.
And then you can just go back to the bookmark from that point
on. Just one click?
Yep, it's easy. That's shop.freetalklive.com. We're going to your phone calls and thoughts. Although, real quick, one more comment on collectivizing the police. I'll admit, I'm guilty of doing this in the past, and it's not really a fair thing to do. And I think that when libertarians are speaking in groups like our last caller was suggesting that we might do, that we should call each other out on that. Like, hey, you know, it's not fair. some cops are better than others. Not all of them are total thugs. Yes, you can define being a thug as pulling someone over and issuing them a ticket, but obviously the average person doesn't see it that way. So I can understand the critique in using that particular term.
I tend to, like, when I'm talking to non-liberty folk, or muggles as we call them, I have to remind myself before the conversation about cops mm-hmm. that cops are human beings.
That's right.
And they're trying to defend themselves, and their job is, you know, putting them into a very stressful situation.
It's something that I didn't really acknowledge until I moved to New Hampshire. When I moved here, I was very angry at the police, and it took probably at least a year or two before that kind of melted away and I was able to see them as human beings. And I think one of the things that helped me do that was that, well, we're in New Hampshire where there really aren't that many police. I mean, I'm here in Keene, we've got maybe 40 uniformed officers. I think there's about 200 in Manchester. 200, it's getting to the point where it's going to be hard to know them all. But at 40, it's not hard to at least have, you know, be able to recognize them all when you see them. They certainly recognize us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know who the Free Staters are and the Liberty Activists are, at least the ones that are kind of out on Front Street. And so when you get out there and you're doing cop blocking and you're actually interacting with these guys, you're going to have conversations with them. You're going to build relationships with them. I mean, it's to the point now where I go to a charity event on a yearly basis here in Keene for the local homeless shelter. There's actually a privately run homeless shelter here in Keene. So there's like the state ones, and then there's the private one. And so I go to the benefit for the private one. And one of the guys who's on the board of directors is Tim Pelequin, who's one of the police officers here in Keene. He's been a cop here forever. And he and I have a really, you know, friendly, cordial relationship with one another. In fact, this year I sat down, my girlfriend and I sat down with him and his wife at the tables. You know, they got, you know, 10 top tables set up and you eat stuff. And so we had dinner with Tim and his wife and it was really nice. So
that's surreal, man.
You know, that's something that, you know, I never would have done in Sarasota, Florida, and likely you never would have done, Shire Dude, in California.
Absolutely
either.
Not. Yeah.
Would you do something like that in New Hampshire if you had the chance to have dinner with a cop?
I've sat down and talked to the cops. Riaz and I and Jared in Manchester, we went into one of their meetings that they were having.
Mm-hmm.
This was like a couple months ago. They were having a community meeting about for shop owners in the area and like what to do. It's like a safety seminar, like what to do in case someone's breaking into your store and trying to rob it.
Okay.
And so we sat through this seminar just to see what they'd say. And, of course, they downplayed actually trying to defend yourself. They said, oh, no, you know, just
call the police.
Call the police immediately and submit to, you know, to whatever they want.
Yeah. Did you see the guy that there was a guy that spoke on the shooting of Tamar?
Tamir Rice.
Yeah, Tamir Rice, when he was first shot. And the police officer stated that, you know, the interviewer asked a good question, which was, he had stated that many parents are worried now that, you know, they don't want to let their kids play outside, and especially with fake guns, because they're afraid that they're going to get shot.
Yeah.
And the policeman retorted with, you know, just do what we say and you won't get killed.
Let's talk to Rusty in Texas. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Shire Dude and Lauren Rumpler.
Hi, y'all. Look forward to seeing, I think, Ian down in March in Austin for the Bitcoin convention.
That's right. We will be there at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, second annual this year. Mark and myself will be in attendance. So, yeah, we'll see you then, Rusty. What's on your mind tonight?
The falling gas price, oil price, do you think it's going to kind of trigger another recession?
I have no idea. I'm not sure how falling prices on oil would trigger a recession. I'm not an economist. If either of my co-hosts here have an opinion on this, I certainly wouldn't claim any sort of expertise.
No. You know, I'm always a little edgy about that kind of thing. I think that we'll see a large price upturn very soon to make up for it. So,
honestly, you think the price of oil is going to shoot up?
Oh yeah, I think that this is a temporary relief.
Has it sort of plateaued? I haven't been paying attention to it. I mean, I fill up my tank like once a month.
I think it's going to get to the fours within the next year.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I do.
It feels like it's plateaued for a while.
Okay.
But that's just a feeling,
around
by the
Manchester.
Way.
But why would that cause, I mean, Rusty, why would the price of oil lowering cause a recession?
Well, most of the states that are propping up the GDP of the U.S. are oil producing, and some of those are shale and other oil fields that are kind of more capital, and or you need more money to get the oil out of it. You need a high oil price to be able to sustain it. So if we have a glut in supply, which I think we might, with
Where's the supply coming from? I mean, is it, because normally it's not coming from the United States primarily, right? So, like, where's all the cheap oil coming from? Everywhere?
Yeah. Well, OPEC is, I think, ramped up their production, if I'm not mistaken. And then the U.S. production has went up, I think, 11% since 2008. The Economist had a good article about it, I thought. Most of the OPEC countries.
That's probably where you should go for your economic advice. I mean, look, I'm just a talk show host. I don't claim to know much about economics. I mean, I know enough about supply and demand. I've never really studied Austrian economics. I'm just not one of those libertarians. I'm the kind of libertarian who's like, hey, don't hurt people. I'm that kind of libertarian. And so I guess I don't understand why lower price would lead to a recession. It would seem like that would mean more people would be spending money. I mean, if gas is cheaper, people are more likely to go drive somewhere and go to the mall, or, you know, if anyone goes to malls these days, I've heard they're having a tough time. But, you know, go to the beach or go on vacation. It would seem that lower gas prices would spur more spending. But what do I know?
Well, if these people in these states are getting oil-producing jobs, lose them, then they got unemployment rolls, that's going to curb spending. Of course, lower gas prices could be a boom for, you know, lower middle class going out and spending more money on entertainment and stuff like that.
That and also lower prices across the board. I mean, if gas prices stay down long enough, you'll probably see the products at the store, you know, on the shelf going down in price because, you know, every carton of milk had to sit on a truck, as did every other item in that store. So odds are good we'll see those prices lower. I mean, if a few people lose their jobs, I would hardly say that's, you know, going to cause a recession. But for what it's worth, that's my answer, Rusty, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Nick. He's in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Nick.
I had two questions for you guys. The first one was about the Tamir Rice situation. One question sure. I've had for a long time that's been bothering me is why this didn't quite get the press hype that the other cases did, given that it was a child that was killed. And my theory behind it is the gun theory, that there's kind of a lesson that the leftist media wants us to learn from this, which is that if you go around wielding a gun or something that looks like a gun, you're going to be punished for it.
Nick, so hold that thought. I want to bring you back here in a moment. We'll continue with Nick, and your calls are welcome. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokes pig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car, just a tap away on the Geico app.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you if you dial in now. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then one of the things you can do to support the show is to become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month. You get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. And that AMP money goes to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations so more people can hear the ideas of freedom. And maybe some of them will make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which is something we've been discussing on and off here throughout the show tonight with relatively new mover Shire Dude in the studio, still within his first year.
Yeah, man. Just got here in May.
You were on the New Movers panel, actually, at this year's Keenvention as
well. Yeah, that was a lot of fun, hosted by Josie the Outlaw. Yeah.
That video is up and available for you to watch at keenvention.info. It was the very first New Movers panel that we've had, and I don't know if such a panel has ever been done at Liberty Forum. I don't know if it has. Liberty Forum is a great event. It's coming up, nhlibertyforum.com. You're going to want to be there. Lauren, you're hosting a panel or two or three.
Two and my own talk.
Very cool.
On the non-aggression principle.
Go to nhlibertyforum.com. And again, to help out Free Talk Live, only takes a moment to go and become an amplifier for $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. We got Nick. He's on the line with us in Cleveland. Nick, continue with your thoughts, please.
Yeah, I'll just make it brief. Two questions. The first one is, how do you guys think that the gun control debate in our country has informed the publicity, lack of publicity surrounding the Tamir Rice thing, because he was wielding a plastic gun after all? And the second question is on a different topic. Do you think that Donald Trump's comments about gun laws in the wake of the Charlie Hebdo shootings were inappropriate?
I'm going to address your first question. Hi, Nick. I'm actually from Ohio, so I hope you're having fun there, but you should move here. Way better. And but I do want to address your first question. I think that I don't think anybody's going to actually switch sides on the gun issue in regards to this. I don't think that the gun issue is really the big conversation. But I do think that police wielding weapons that quickly, I think that's going to be a huge conversation.
Their escalation of force?
Yeah, their escalation of force. I think that the way that they've reacted to this, I'm sure you saw the gentleman cop that got on the news and said that, you know, basically there was no remorse from the cop. And I believe it was the police chief in Cleveland. And he stated that, you know, if you just do what we tell you, then you won't be shot. Did you see this?
I did see that. My question was actually about the publicity, though, because it's just confusing as to why this didn't get the kind of attention that, say, the Eric Garner thing did. And my theory behind it was that the fact that he was wielding a plastic gun means that the media perhaps doesn't want to make as big an outrage around it because they're worried that this will in some way condone the possession of firearms or things that are like firearms?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of police shootings, you know, a lot of people who are victimized by the police on a regular basis in the United States, and most of them don't get the coverage that Eric Garner got.
Agreed.
Now, certainly the situation in Cleveland was a situation with white cops and a black kid, so there was that similarity. But one of the differences that I think is worth mentioning here is the video is not persuasive in the case of the young man in Cleveland. I mean, it's hard to figure out what's going on in that video. Lauren and I, we disagreed on what we thought or what you remembered happening versus what I remembered happening, and it was all shown from such a distance.
It's like, so unfortunate.
It's not hard for someone who believes the police on a regular basis to watch that video and say, oh, that kid went for his belt. He was going for something in his belt, so he should have been shot.
Yeah.
And we would like to be able to say differently, but it's so far away, we can't say for sure what really happened there. And so I think that's one of the problems with this situation and why maybe it didn't get the coverage.
And they were really strategic about doing it behind everything that really happened behind the police car where you couldn't really see anything on camera. With his sister, it was out in public. But the other thing that I want to say is because you're asking why it didn't get so much publicity. I would actually say that some people looking at the Eric Garner situation, looking at the Ferguson situation, I think the news is actually a little nervous about reporting these stories at this point. I think they're getting
stoked to flames.
Yeah, I think we'll find out very soon that there's a lot of pressure from law enforcement and the government and other things to not report on these stories.
Pressure from the White House.
I mean, not just that, but like, you got to think about these are supposed to be the people protecting people. And when you're constantly reporting that they're killing people, that you have a lot of resistance. And I think that people are starting to see a lot of movement from the public in regards to freedom and anarchy and other things. And so now I think they're afraid to report these things just because it's just going to further the movement. And they believe that that's in the wrong direction.
A reasonable theory. Now, Nick, what were the comments about, you said Trump made some sort of statements after the Paris shooting. I have not seen these statements. What were they? Can you summarize?
Yeah, Donald Trump on his Twitter account put, in the wake of the Charlie Hebdo shootings, put a tweet that said, fact, the tighter the gun laws, the more violence. The criminals will always have guns. And several other tweets to that effect. And this has gotten a lot of negative publicity, I guess, from the left. What are your guys' thoughts on this? Do you think that the gun debate should be brought into this Charlie Hebdo shooting?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not so sure, just because I don't think that the gun debate is honestly on our side. I think the people...
Sounds like Trump's on our side.
Well, but you got to remember that most people perceive Trump as a crazy man.
It's unfortunate that Trump has to be the vessel for this mess.
Yeah, exactly. So here's the thing, is that I don't think we should have the gun debate just because I feel like we're on the losing side. The people in power are the left, right now.
But wasn't
and
everyone unarmed?
And those are the people that don't want guns.
Wasn't everyone unarmed in this situation except for the supposed terrorists?
Yes.
In Paris? Yeah, they were.
I'm pretty sure that France has very strict gun laws.
Right.
I mean, I haven't looked it up.
But they're not going to take that into consideration. I mean,
but
nobody's
exactly
going to say...
That's exactly what Trump's saying here. I mean, Trump has pointed out correctly that the only people with guns in this situation were the people who were willing to flout the law and to acquire AK-47s.
Right, but we point this out all the time. I mean, Ian...
Well, now's a good time to point it out again. I don't think there's anything wrong with bringing up...
It's fine if we point it out, but I don't want a public debate on it because, honestly, I feel like we're going to lose this debate. And
what?
I think
how could you lose the debate?
Because they're going to say that guns are evil and that if these people had never gotten a hold of it, you know, they're just going to make the counter argument that
but they did
obviously
get a hold of
illogical.
In a country where
I'm not
they're
defending
prohibited.
Their argument. I'm just saying that they're using fear tactics with ownership
of
guns.
Just because somebody's using fear tactics doesn't mean you should shy away from having that discussion.
And we've seen this a million and one times, Ian. This is the debate we have all the time, is that the criminals are going to find a way to get guns.
What does it look like
and
when
good people are not going to be armed?
But what does it look like to an audience when your answer to a discussion is, well, I don't want to have that discussion?
No. I want to have the discussion. I want to inform people, but I don't want a big statement from the White House. I don't want movement from the White House because it's going to be in the wrong direction.
Well, don't worry. The White House isn't going to debate you anyway. Nick, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
That.
Don is on the line in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Don.
I liked your last comment. The White House would move in the wrong direction. That's the way they've been moving for quite a while. But actually,
they always do, don't they?
The previous caller was pretty much somebody. And I think Ian mentioned, well, why wouldn't lower oil prices spur the economy rather than hurt it? And actually, I think this is a design. OPEC last month had this cartel of oil producing and exporting had a meeting, and they just did not typically what they do when prices start bumping, they cut their production to jack the prices back up because, you know, it's typically stayed around $100 a barrel for crude, and because of that, American oil producers have had very much success, particularly in North Dakota and West Texas. And in fact, they expect that we'll be the largest oil producer by 2020.
Really?
Because American oil producers are going, but here's the catch. The American oil, a lot of it's coming from shale rock, and they have a process called hydraulic fracturing, and it's very expensive. In fact, it's controversial. You know, a lot of the greenies
fracking
is what it is.
Yeah.
They're opposed to it because they make allegations that it's contaminating groundwater.
Don, if you want to talk further about it, call another night because we are fresh out of time for tonight's show. But I do appreciate hearing from you and Lauren Rumpler. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Of course.
Well, looking forward to making your big announcement when you're ready on that.
I'm so excited.
Shire Dude. People can get a lot more of you over at ShireDude.com.
Yeah, thanks for having me, bud.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.